You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 990. Today's Devo is called Kill 'em with Silence. Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast. Happy Friday, everybody. We are back and we are finishing off an incredible week of Devos. I'm your host for the week, Gabby Alessi, accompanied by my sister, Stephanie Mwinya. You've been killing it this week, Stephanie.
Thank you, Gabby.
And you're about to kill us with more silence.
I'm going to be silent for the next five
minutes. She's just going to go silent, and it's going to be a great little teaching for all of us about how to just not talk, and the Lord will speak to you. No, Steph, you've really done a great job this week,
Thank you.
I think it'd be great to just finish off, tie it with a bow, send them off into the weekend, thank God it's Friday, with a nice little devotional. So how do we kill people with with silence?
Well, thank you for messing that up because it shows you it was a fun pun because usually it's kill them with kindness.
Yeah.
But I want to speak on killing them with silence. Proverbs 17:27-28 says, "The one who has knowledge uses words with restraint, and whoever has understanding is even tempered. Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues." Again, it is Friday. So happy that we are finally going to jump into the weekend. We're going to have an awesome weekend with our family at church on Sunday with our friends. And I completely understand that some of our weekend situations can be harder than others. You may have, I was talking about marriage yesterday, you may have a marriage that is still working through its kinks. You're still trying to get on the same page with each other. You may have family members that you don't agree with everything they believe in. You may have bosses that are complicated. You may have friends that are going through tough times. Whatever it may be, it would be foolish to believe that all of us live perfect lives, people that are perfect and that don't say mean things to us or things that might make us angry. We all have people in our life that can really upset us.
Yeah.
People that we have to live with them, but we disagree with them. That we love them and we respect them, but they say some crazy things sometimes. And let me help you make your weekend so much easier. Just hold your tongue.
Yep.
Just hold your tongue. If there is somebody sitting across from you this weekend at a dinner, at a breakfast, at brunch, at whatever it may be, and they say something that can really make you upset, sit back. Like I said earlier this week, if it's a God thought, then it's truth. If it's an enemy thought, then it's a lie. And if you're not going to correct that person in love, then just don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
If they are not worth it, then hold your tongue.
Yeah.
Because the one who has knowledge uses words with restraint. And whoever has understanding is even tempered. And they even fools are thought wise if they just keep silent. It's not worth it.
No.
Maybe that person in your life, they just don't know how to hold their tongue. So don't stir up the fire even more by trying to prove them wrong. I so know the feeling of sitting by somebody and they are saying something that might even be unbiblical.
Yeah.
And they are in the wrong. But if they don't understand that, If they aren't seeking the full truth, then they're not going to seek it from you. They aren't going to hear it from you. So you keep your peace and you hold your tongue. I promise you, your weekend is going to be 10 times better.
Yeah.
If you just ignore what they say, you just hold your tongue and you just focus on bringing joy everywhere you go this weekend.
So good.
Stir up happy conversations. Stir up conversations with those people that you stir up conversations with those people where you agree, where you can laugh together, where you can just have fun together. And if that person in your life only brings negativity, then just walk away. Love on them, have grace for them, pray for them, but just don't engage. And enjoy your weekend with your family, with your friends, with the people in your life. And keep your tongue, keep your words to yourself, because it's not going to bring any more joy if you just stir up all of those disagreements. But that is my note for you today. You are thought wise if you just keep silent and you just hold your tongue in marriage, at work, with your families. I promise you, it'll make things so much easier if you know when to engage and you know when not to.
That is so good. Well, there you go. Go into your weekend and just stay quiet. Enjoy yourself. Take a sabbatical of responding and talking back. If you're like me, we need to do that, ladies. Okay, 70, pray us out and get us into the weekend.
Let's do it. God, thank you so much, Father, for the life that we get to live and this weekend we are about to live. God, I cannot wait for Sunday church this Sunday, God. And I pray that every single person listening to this podcast will have an amazing weekend full of joy, full of memories, full of friendships, full of family, full of relaxation, so that we can get recharged to start the week again next week. And in Jesus' name we all pray. Amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend. Leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.